venue if the church staff members were presenting late. It's going to have an impact. Member to the absence of the chairperson was attending sustainable development conference in Malawi. I'm coming to role one safety of the Malawi budget. I need to elect an AC chairperson. So I will now call for nomination. Thank you. Yes, Member.
Now, firstly, we've got a report that deals with acid mine drainage oversight at Gauteng and Northwest in the west in the west regions, and also
I would prefer that we deal with dates. I think that will go faster.
Okay. The report of 27th to 30th July 2010 that deals with acid mine drainage. And we, as far as I remember, we visited three provinces on that day. But here, seemingly, we've got only two provinces that are appearing. That is Northwest and Gauteng. I should think we must include Mpumalanga, because Witbank is in Mpumalanga. Okay. In our report, it must be reflecting that in Mpumalanga. Yes. Can we look into the report for 10 minutes? July 27th to 30th. Acid marine management. No. Let's start about acid drainage infection. The acid mine drainage. We start with that report, né? And thereafter we'll come and follow the sequence of all the reports that we have before us. Is that in order?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Let's continue.
Yes. I don't know what happened because I was not informed about this oversight visit. I didn't know that there was this oversight visit. My first time just to know that there is an oversight visit on the 2nd of July. Thank you.
Why is that the reason that you were absent during the visit?
Yes. Just because I was not informed that there was an oversight visit.
No, thank you. I'll give it to the administration and the chairperson so that they can deal with that part in the next coming meeting. Thank you. Thank you, honorable members. I should think we'll go page by page. And honorable members, as we are dealing with this report, you must know that we are preparing for a report on the reopening when we come back on the fourth term. There will be a debate in Parliament about this matter. As we are looking at it, let's assist one another so that we submit something which is having a content so that they can get it clearly. Can we start from page 1 if there is any correction? Honorable Morgan and Honorable Zalana.
Thank you, Acting Chair. We must correct the title, which you yourself drew attention to. So I recommend we say oversight to the Gauteng, Northwest, and Mpumalanga provinces. Be my first correction. And then the first line of the second paragraph under 1, which starts, the aim of the oversight was, amongst others, that's fine. So I made my mistake. So just a correction to the heading on the first page. Thanks.
I only see the names of members that were present, but those who apologized, it doesn't. So I'm one of those.
Thank you. I should send the second to my corrector and also coupled with the issue of a member who were not. Okay, I should think you must be part of the report. Thank you.
Okay.
Honorable Morgan?
We can add a little bit more oomph to the third paragraph, Honourable Chair. It says at the bottom, in some areas the water has polluted the soil, so people cannot grow vegetables. I think we should also say that the poor quality of water is also a likely threat to the watering of animals, and because animals also drink. You know, we're talking about the farming here. So in some areas the water has polluted the soil, so people cannot grow vegetables, and I'll give you official wording, and affects the quality of water drunk by farm animals.
Can you repeat the last question?
In some areas, the water has polluted the soil, so people cannot grow vegetables. That's already there. And this water is also used
for livestock watering.
Yeah. And this water is also used for livestock watering.
Thank you, Honourable Mabuzo.
Thanks, sir.
Honourable Mabuzo.
Paragraph 3, where they say even some borehole water is polluted. Just want to check whether the area is a sloppy area, But if it's not a sloppy area, it depends on the water table underground. And if it's a flat area, it cannot be some boreholes. All boreholes should have been affected if it's a flat area, unless if it's a sloppy area. So it depends on the water table underground.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. You see, these areas that we visited, they vary in their nation. Some of them are sloppy areas, some of them are flat and so on, which means we're talking for all these various areas. This report speaks to all those various areas. For some of them, they're just sloppy and so on. Okay, is there anyone else on this page?
Okay.
At the very same page, I should think a sentence before the one that we are correcting. Even some boreholes, water is polluted, and the AMD is most like having a negative effect, not effect, effect. No, is it effect?
Effect.
You think it should be effect, not effect?
Page 3.
Honorable Lovemore, and followed by Honorable Morgan.
In the first paragraph, it talks about the Chrysler mine being under investigation in terms of Section 53.1. Above that, you mentioned two acts. And I think you should just be very clear that that's Section 53.1 of the National Water Act. And then it says, in the last sentence of that paragraph, Muddy Bang Municipality is also under investigation for engaging in unlawful water use activities. Not only under investigation, the charge has been laid by the Department of Water Affairs against the Muddy Bang Municipality.
Thank you, Honorable Lovemore. Honorable Morgan.
Thanks, Chair. I think we can just clean up the first few lines of that paragraph. I propose the following, if you could read with me. It says, it was explained that the purpose of the compliance monitoring and enforcement unit is, amongst others, to, I propose we put a colon there, and then ensure the protection of all water resources in the country, semicolon, a certain compliance as per the National Water Act and Water Services Act, semicolon, and ensure the enforcement where non-compliance is not achieved.
Thank you for a grammatical correction.
I've got one more thing just a bit further down, sir.
Over to you.
I think the second paragraph, the 3.2.1, needs a little bit of work. I mean, if I read it to you, you'll see what I mean. It says, you go a couple lines down. To carry out this activity, they need to pump underground water from their use. I would just make that from their mine, quite frankly. I don't know what they need to pump underground water from their mine. I think it will simplify that. In terms of Section 21F and J of the National Water Act. I would make that a full stop then.
Sorry, it's 36
Act 36. And then at the end, full stop after 1998, the Department of Water Affairs issued to Kurtflay Propriety Mines Limited on 19 May 2009 water license number in there. So I think that works then, but I think you have to put a full stop after 1998 to make that sentence work. And then under 3.2.2 in the third line, I would take up the quote. I would recommend we just make it status. On the day of the visit, the committee was briefed by the mining management on the status of the mine, because it certainly wasn't the status quo of the mine. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much, Honorable Morgan and Honorable Lovemore, for your input on this page. The next page, that is page 4. Honorable Morgan.
Minor corrections, Honorable Chairperson. Second paragraph, the discharging of untreated or partially treated water is severely affecting the health of the neighboring Ramsar wetlands. So just add the. And then in the last paragraph, 3.3.2, the plant was found to be fully automatic, comma, whilst while, W-H-I-L-E, while human intervention was required for chemical changeover monitoring and maintenance. Just improve the flow of that sentence a bit.
Thank you. Honorable Lovemore.
Chair, also minor corrections. In the first paragraph, the fourth line, it says subsidy of 5 million. It must be 5 million rand, so just the R. And then two lines down, it talks about the mine would lose the shaft. It should be lose the shaft. So just take it out of O. So it's 3 minor.
Thank you very much.
Honorable Lovemore.
Thank you, correct, Angela? Okay. Can we get to the next page, which is page 5? I'll start with Honorable Morgan and Honorable Lovemore.
Thank you, Chair. Minor correction. First paragraph, starting in the third line, it says this has led to more than 1,000 days without, and then I propose we say, lost time due to injury. Lost time due to injury. Then under 4.1, first line, Lancaster Dam is a pollution control dam. So we need to take up the second LED. It's a pollution control dam. Then I would put a full stop there, sir, and say, start a new sentence. All the water that flows into it is not supposed to flow out on the other side. So after flows, add into it and subtract in.
Thank you very much for correction. Can we get to the next page? Over to you.
In the second paragraph, Anglo Coal SA has approved building of houses. Chair, I think it's important to note that gypsum, just through the production of gypsum, in brackets, solid waste, but I think it's important to note that gypsum, instead of saying solid waste, a byproduct of the water purification process.
Can you repeat that?
Instead of saying solid waste, I suggest that you put in brackets there a byproduct of the Imalahleni water purification process.
Is there anything else on this page?
No.
Can we move to the next page, which is page 6? On page 6, on the one hand, Honorable Lovemore.
Chair, again, mine, and the second line from the top, again, as Honorable Morgan brought up, it talks about pollution controlled dams. It should be pollution control dams without the LED at the end. And then it says, and this was due to the mines not being fenced off, it should be the dams not being fenced off.
Thank you. Honorable Lovemore. Is there anything else on that page? Let's move to the next page. Page 7. No problem. Carry on.
Thank you. 441, in the middle, it talks about the municipality gets its water. This is money being from OD Water Services and Rapid SWA. What does that mean? I've never heard of OD Water Services, and Water Services Authority is normally a WSA, not an SWA, so I don't understand that.
What is that?
Yeah.
Okay. I cannot deal with things that we don't understand yet. It's each of terminologies, in fact, of these abbreviations is the problem. Honorable Morgan?
I propose a simple solution. I don't want us to hold it up. I think we should... The point we're trying to make here is that a particular service was, I think, suspended because of non-payment. Let's simply say that the municipality gets its water from a water service authority, water service provider. Then it's just generic. I don't think it matters from the point of view of our report where it gets it from. So from a water service provider, they entered into an agreement with this provider for the provision of bulk water supply. Operations and maintenance services were terminated July 2010. Upon that termination, the provider had experienced difficulties in an attempt to retrieve payment from Moneybeam. A number of efforts to retrieve the arrears were unsuccessful, and the water supply to the area was restricted. And that's where we solved the problem easily. Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Mogia. Ma'am, I was then over to you.
Chairperson, my just a concern to say, how can we at the end of this adopt a report without the explanation of what's the meaning of SWA? Because you cannot adopt it. Yeah.
There is not such thing as
I don't know, I just give two members maybe to answer that before I give an answer. Maybe. Over to you, Honorable Mokan.
Yeah, I mean, Chair, my proposal was a proposal to move the process, quite frankly. It is, they buy their water from a water service provider, so the use of a generic term covers the nature of the problem. I mean, there's no, I've looked at the end, there's no, we don't have a recommendation that flows out of this paragraph. So there are no further consequences for this committee. We're not following it up. We are not, there's no further action steps. So getting the exact terminology correct is, I don't think, a material component of the report.
Thank you, Honorable Morgan. Honorable Mabuza, I should think we'll just look the meaning of abbreviation. But it's forming part of the sentence, and that sentence must give a context, and therefore you must understand the abbreviation. That's what we're going to look for, the abbreviation, the meaning of SWA. But it's not affecting the content of the report. Okay. I don't know. Honorable Mangai?
My thought maybe is the spelling for this
water
service authority. Somebody was there. Yeah. So I think it's spelling, but that one of provider is covered.
Do you feel comfortable, Honorable Mabuza? Speak to me, don't speak to yourself, please. Honorable Mabuza, do you feel comfortable about that?
No, I didn't say anything. I was just looking at Honorable Mabuza.
Lute, can you say what you think, because she wants to know what you think about this. It can be a wrong spelling of abbreviation and so on. Honorable,
I'm actually persuaded that it is the misspelling of the abbreviation.
Yeah.
Really, I don't think the material thing that can really hold us. I really subscribe to that, yeah.
Thank you very much. Of your mind.
I had something else that on that page.
No problem, you can continue.
If we're finished with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but can we address Memawood? Memawood, do you feel comfortable for that? Okay, thank you. Honorable Dude.
Yes.
Over to you.
Mine here is on the last you know paragraph, the very first sentence. What remains a challenge in this municipality is, not was, the rapid growth in the development. Not is. Here. It's not was. Is the rapid growth and development. Mm-hmm. I think the second sentence from that, it poses operational, not operations and maintenance. It poses operational and maintenance challenges.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else to be corrected?
No?
Thank you.
Can we move to page 8? Honorable Lovemore.
I'm just concerned in the first paragraph, third line, it talks about the principal consultant ill-advised the municipality. That is according to the officials of the municipality. I would put in the word allegedly.
Allegedly ill-advised.
Does
anyone else want to say something on this page? Covered. We move to the next page, which is page 9. and this one is coupled with recommendations, is where the content of the report lies. This one must be corrected properly. Honorable Lafmo.
Thank you, Chair. I'm concerned about bullet point number 3 under the recommendations. It says that the positive water phase must obtain an undertaking from the NPA to prosecute, but that implies that the Department of Water Affairs influences the NPA, which concerns me. It cannot. It cannot interfere with the NPA. Unless I'm being oversensitive to the rule of law, it really concerns me, that one. I don't think that should be in there at all.
Well, maybe can I make a suggestion?
Yeah. Over to you.
I think I understand the motivation of the drafter. I would maybe say something like that. DWA must offer full cooperation on any investigation following the criminal charge laid against Kurt Flamer. So in the sense that I agree with Honourable Lutmore, we should respect the separate the prosecutorial independence of the NPA, two important components. So I would recommend we say DWA must offer cooperation with regard to any investigation by the NPA following the criminal charge laid against Hurt Flame Mine.
Yeah. Do you feel comfortable about that statement?
Yeah.
Do we all feel comfortable about that?
I'm fine, Chair.
Member Guy. Okay. Thanks. Is there anything else on this page?
The second last bullet, sir, just under HIPPO.
Go ahead.
It looks like the O in HIPPO is a zero. That could be reverted to an O.
Which bulletin?
And the last bullet, sir. Remediation of the HIPPO dam. Yeah. So changing the HIPPO.
Is there anything else? Of comments, then get to the next page, to page 10.
Page 10? Remember?
No. I was just looking for something, maybe.
Maybe I've lost. I was reading something out of my mind. I was just looking. We did meet the stakeholder. But I don't know, I didn't hear more about those people, especially at Harlem, yes, for them. We were told that they are engineers that have retired that are assisting. I was just saying, that's why I was thinking, I don't hear it. I don't know, maybe it's coming, but I don't hear it coming.
Yes, I understand you, Honorable Manganya, and I still remember that we talk about something that they must add and they must give an additional information on some certain issues due to their experience. I don't know whether I remember well about those retired engineers, but and they also agreed that they can give us free of charge because they are there to give us that information. But I should think, let's add this as a recommendation. Honorable Monkey.
Just remind me, the engineers, were they working with the dam or the wastewater treatment plant? I do remember them saying it.
I think it was for the dam.
Yeah, for the dam. Honorable Monkey.
Yeah. Okay, let's add a line to the last paragraph, Chair, of the not before the recommendation. I think we should say there was a dominant feeling that the managers of the remediation, especially considering that many organizations financially support efforts to remediate the dam themselves. It is also noted that a number of local people, and then say generally, a number of local people donate their skills free of charge to assist with remediating the dam. So we, I don't think it's a recommendation. I think it's something.
Before recommendation.
Yeah. So it is also noted that a number of people donate their skills free of charge to the dam project, and also more broadly to the municipality. Because I do remember, maybe the Honourable Lovemore can remember as well, that the issue of retired engineers helping was more broadly than just the dam. I'm sure they were helping all over the municipality.
I want to capture your well, Honourable Moore.
Yeah. You think I'm...
You say you must put it before recommendation.
Yeah.
In between recommendation.
Yeah.
The last paragraph. It must form the last paragraph before recommendation.
No, just the last line in the last paragraph.
In the last paragraph.
So it is noted that a number of people donate their skills free of charge to the remediation of the dam. Let's leave it at that.
Can I just request you, very humbly so, to phrase it correctly on a paper and give it to Shilaka Duran?
Absolutely.
Can put it, we'll give her very honest. Is there anything else on page 10? In the absence of input on page 10, let me take this opportunity now and give it to members for adoption with recommendations thereon. Adoption with recommendations. Does any member want to adopt the report? Honorable Morgan? Thank you. Any seconder? Honorable Mangai? Thank you.
Then the report will be
The report will be published at the ATC on Monday after correction.
Excellent.
And prepare yourself for the debate there. It's where you're going to fight. Thank you. I know you very well. Very good in fighting. Honorable members, a report of 10 to 11 May 2010. That's a report of the UNCTAD Public Symposium. This one, it was attended by the...
What is the day?
On your agenda. The next item, that is 10 to 11 May. That document is written... Draft report of the UNCTAD Public Symposium responding to global crisis, new development test, dated 8 September 2010. Do you see it?
Mm.
Never?
Mm.
Okay. Now, this is a report where the chairperson has attended this workshop. It's just an information to us. Either I can just give you to read it, if there is anything that you want to ask, you can ask, but the chairperson is not here. It's just an information of that workshop. Members, I give you only 5 minutes on this one, just to peruse it. Then, or let me give you 10 minutes. What is it? Out.
No, I'm sorry.
Should I
give
my
glass
tea? Okay.
No, I was just wondering, is it
as you have just made the chairperson is not here. Is it important for us even to go into
can you accept your mic?
Except that we take it, we sit down and
Members, that's the feeling of the house, that we just note the report and we'll read it on our own. Okay. Thank you. Then the next item deals with minutes. The minutes of the 3rd March 2010. Can we all read for 10 minutes? The report is 3rd March 2010, no?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, you are correct, Honorable Mabuza. But what we want from this is that when there are maybe omissions and corrections, that's what we want, in fact. That's why I'm just giving you for 10 minutes just to peruse it, so that if there is any omission or correction, can make it and move it. Are you with me? Yes, one, two. Honorable members, are you done?
Yeah. A few minor corrections.
Honorable members, are you done?
Yes.
Right. Let's get to the report then. Page one.
Page one's fine.
Page two.
Chairperson, a correction under the document, the third bullet, notes on money bills, amendment procedure and related matters act, and in brackets, presentation.
Hold on. On which page are you, Honorable Mocker?
Page two.
Mm-hmm. Are you on page two?
What? So just a correction
for the okay. Bulletin number?
Three.
Okay. Is there anything else on this page?
Chairperson, under two,
in the third paragraph, the first line, the Act sets. If we can pluralize sets, sets set. After procedure for Parliament.
Otherwise, I think it's good.
Honourable Lovemore.
Thank you, Chair. Just also very minor corrections. Advisor, legal advisor, speaks about very often. Advocate Jenkins is with an S-O-R, not S-E-R. And then in the second last paragraph, the third line, it says the starting point of the procedure entails the, according to this, a null assessment should be annual assessment. So minor correction. The second paragraph under two. A third paragraph under two, I beg your pardon, third line of that paragraph.
Annual.
The second paragraph
of the procedure entails should be the annual assessment.
Of the of that national department.
Is there anything else? Let's get to the next page, honourable member. Page 3. No comment. Page 4. Page 4. No comment. The last page is in page 5. Honourable Lovemore.
Chair, this isn't a correction, but I think it's a reserved comment nevertheless. On page 4 and on page 5, under resolution, the Secretary of the Committee to draft a diary of trigger dates. I don't know if any of those trigger dates have happened yet, but we haven't seen a diary, and that is an important recommendation, so I certainly hope that that is being actioned. But as I say, it's not a correction, it's just a concern.
Correction number 2 on page 5, sentence number 3. If the committee wanted to correct the document, if the committee wanted to, can you correct that? Fine. If the committee wanted to, cannot say it wanted to. And also, lesson number 3, on the very same case, it was crucial that Parliament had a super competent parliamentary budget office. That's correct?
Can you? We're done with this report. Can we get the mover? That's what I was asking. They say office. Can we get the mover? Honorable Morgan? Is there any seconder? Honorable Bengu? Thank you very much.
Can we get to the
next item, honorable members, which is the minutes of the 9th? March 2010, 10 minutes.
The minutes, you know, one would basically are reading the novel, the writing of these minutes. We did say that minutes must be different. At least they must be able to give you, the way of quickly being able to, browse them. We did ask for this kind of writing that we can't write minutes like this. So if you can please note that.
I don't know.
What I get from the secretary is that it was a whole day workshop. That's why they wrote it in detail. But I should think you are correct, Honorable Duda, to say when you write minutes, you must get the content very soon.
And the format is also
yes.
The format is not yet.
Now we'll improve on that. I should think that the secretary is here.
Can I make a recommendation that next time I think we need to adopt meeting as one time?
Really?
Because some of the things we no longer remember them very well.
Okay.
To say next time let's adopt them one time.
Noted, Mama. Thank you very much.
If I may make a proposal, my colleagues may reject if they so please. This was the budget, the briefing before the budget. We've debated the budget already. I think we should approve as is. There are no recommendations that flow out. I think we should spend our time on the actual briefings that are with us. So I would like, if you may allow me, I'll move and we propose it. So I'll move that I propose it.
Yeah. Switch off your mic. I should think Honorable Morgan is in order. But what you must take consideration on the budget, in fact, is that how is our budget spent? quarterly as we're getting the financial report. In fact, you must get the financial report that will always advise us of how is our budget spent, so that we can guard against the issues of overspending and underspending and so on. But it's, you are in order. Can we get a mover? Which one? I should think 9th March 2010 to 10th March 2010, they are dealing with environmental issues and their budgets. No? They speak to budgets, and those budgets were debated in Parliament. 16 and 17 also is budget for water. That is 16 and 17, 2010 March. I should think it's the very same report. But what I need here is just a corrections and omissions. That's why we are reading them. We want to check whether there are omissions and they need corrections and so on. That's what we want, Honorable Morgan. But I should think you are correct to say it's budget, it has already passed. But we need to check the corrections and omissions. That's why we are...
Chairperson, I do agree with you. I take, from one of my colleagues said earlier, it is very difficult for us to pass reports 6 months after.
Okay.
So I don't believe without, if we're going to go the route of omissions, we have to go back to the presentations, which none of us want to do. I concede that there may be grammatical errors or the odd spelling mistake in here. I would have no problem passing these with, you know, one of our staff doing a final proofread. But I think we would be doing a futile exercise to spend many minutes. One of the things we can note is that I think that this committee has done a very good job lately of having quarterly briefings on both the Department of Water and the Department of Environment. And in that respect, we are doing our job. We debated the budget, we've had the budget, we've done a quarterly briefing on spending, and in a few weeks' time, we do the annual report from the last financial year. So I don't think we would be remiss by passing a briefing document that was, quite frankly, a briefing that was done 6 months ago.
Honorable Dutta?
Chair, I want to concur with Honorable Morgan that we actually, you know, adopt, you know, this minute. But to say that the secretary and the content advisor just do the proofreading and making the corrections in terms of the spellings and whatever.
Yes.
I would really want to second that.
Thank you very much. That's the understanding of the house?
Yes.
Okay, can we move the adoption of these four papers? That is the minutes of 9th March 2010, the minutes of 10, 2010, the minutes of 16, 2010, and the minutes of 17 March 2010. Can we move the adoption of
it? I do apologize. Just on the 16th of March, it's just a correction.
Hold on.
But I think
Hold on. For a moment. Just for a moment. You see, this is what I wanted us to look at. That's why I allowed you to peruse the documents. But if you adopt that style to say, no, let this minute be adopted and corrected and processed, no problem. But I allow Honorable Lovemore to assist us in that regard for that era. Over to you, Honorable Lovemore.
Chair, I don't want to interfere with the process at all. I agree with what has been proposed. It just bugs me because it's the thing that I focus on most. The 16th of March, page 4, 2.4, the second paragraph, says there were approximately 900, this is Helcart Miller's presentation, wastewater treatment works across South Africa. The drinking water that these provided was generally less than acceptable. It should be the effluent that these produced. So just take, when whoever's going to do the corrections, that could just be noted. But generally, I accept that. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any mover? Honorable Pengo.
Yes, before
all right, can we give Honorable Pengo an opportunity? I'll come to you, Honorable Villar.
Yes. Now, Chairperson, before we move, I'd like to make the correction that on the 16 and 17, I was attending on the Cape Town Lodge, but here in the attendance, my name is not here.
That will be corrected, Honorable Member. Thank you. Honorable Zigalala?
Nothing.
Can I get them over then?
We
have moved. Second? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Honorable members, the minutes of 11th May 2010, I give you 10 minutes to peruse the document. Honorable Mabel?
No, the order of this bullet, no? We at some speed we're talking about irrigation and mining and domestic water use. Can't they come? Because you check on maybe bullet two, it will talk about mines. Bullet number 11, it will talk about mines and in between the other issues. They are not in the correct sequence.
Are you reading the last report?
Yeah, the one on 11th of August.
Okay.
Of May.
You're reading 11th of May?
We are on 11th May.
Can you speak to me, all of you? Don't speak alone, please.
Okay, so who disciplined
you? You're not disciplined. Yeah, I should think honorable members is in order what is said by honorable Mabul. I should think that the committee advisor must try to assist this committee. Must not bring things that are upside down, some that are supposed to be at the end must come first and so on. They must plan these things accordingly. And the sequence of issues should be like that. No, you see, it's frustrating to get things that are upside down. You are correct, Honorable Mawon. We'll take that. In fact, we'll note that very seriously so that we can communicate with the administration and that committee advisor to deal with this matter.
No, Chair.
Yeah.
Honorable Mabuza was reading the wrong minutes. There's nothing wrong with it. It was wrong. Was on the wrong package. Was on the 3rd. Was on March instead of.
She had
Honorable Sigalala. Honorable Sigalala. Please don't disrupt this meeting.
I'm saying, Chair, for you know, your respect to the secretary, the member read was on the wrong minute of August instead of 11 May.
I don't have the 11 May.
Yes, they must give the member, yeah. But there's nothing that is upside down for this one, yeah.
Okay, thank you for assisting me, Honorable Ndoda. I should think we must check the date, Honorable Member. We must check the date, please. And if you don't find those minutes, you must speak to us so that we can assist. They will give you. Anyone who does not have this document, just raise up your hand so that you can be assisted, okay? Are we done, member?
Yes.
Or can we give extra 3 minutes for the benefit of Honorable Mavosa, because she was not having a document and she's having an interest to contribute in this meeting? Are you done? Let's get to the report, if we are done. Honorable members, are you done or you are still reading? Okay, you'll advise if you are through. honorable members. Thank you. I shall think of respect to the report now. Page one. Honorable Morgan.
Thank you, Chairperson. I suggest a minor correction to the last line of the first paragraph, under two. I don't think the department would like to be regarded as so explicitly preferring not to use litigation. I propose that we change that sentence to the following. The department had intensified wastewater service regulation with the... First paragraph.
Continue.
The department had intensified wastewater service regulation with the objective of stimulating effective management and operation of wastewater systems within the realm of funding constraints and using litigation as a last resort. That's my proposal, and using litigation as a last resort.
Thank you. Is there any input on this page? Honorable Lamo.
Again, a minor correction under number three on that page. Third line, talking about section 156 of the National Water Act, it should be section 151.
Any input? Let's move to the next page, which is page 3. Honorable Morgan.
Chairperson, in the first line, let's just take it from the... I'll start with the line on the previous page. It starts, it says, from 2000 to 2010, 49 pre-directives and 7 directives... It happens at the top line on page 3, starts on page 2.
In other words, we start at the bottom of page 2 to page 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Continue. From 2008 to 2010, 49 pre-directives and 7 directives were issued to municipalities. It then says, and there were 7 criminal prosecution cases. I am 99% sure they're referring to the cases in much of being municipality. I therefore think it is necessary to say it's an ongoing prosecution that hasn't been concluded. So I would recommend the following. It says, and 7 directives were issued to municipalities, and there is the ongoing prosecution of 7 municipal officials in a certain municipality. I don't think I have to name the municipality here. But as it stands now, it implies the prosecutions were completed, but they haven't been completed. I'll say it once more. And there is an ongoing prosecution of 7 municipal officials in a certain municipality. And then, if I may add something else.
Is there anything else, honorable member?
Yeah. The next line, it's Chairperson, the budget speech of the minister doesn't... propose the establishment of environmental courts. It proposes the establishment of dedicated time for the prosecution of environmental crimes in regular courts. So I do think it's an important distinction, and we should make, so it's not environmental courts. I propose we do the following. Dedicated time for the prosecution of environmental crimes in regular courts is in the process of being established in conjunction with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development.
Thank you. Is there any input on this page before we move on? Honorable Lavmo.
Thank you, Chair. Under number 4, bullet point 2, the first sentence I find confusing. The situation was quite dire, despite now having a monitoring mechanism is fine. The number of plants reviewed using the GDC, which I think is a green drop certificate, only represented 3.8% of the total. 3.8% is the number of plants complying fully, not the number of plants reviewed. So I would change that then, the number of plants complying fully with GDC criteria represented 3.8% of the total. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Lavo. Is there any input from members? Let's move to the next page, which is page 4. Honorable Dutta and Honorable Lovemore, you will follow.
Okay, thank you, sir. On page 4, you know, minutes are also meant to assist the members or the chairperson and the committee to highlight certain things, some of the decisions that were taken by the committee. You check those decisions and highlight them and make sure that they are being followed. I'm saying that, Chair, because as I'm reading the very first bullet point there, that members requested that the Department of Public Works be part of our next meeting. I have never seen the Department of Public Works in any of our meetings, and yet the decision was taken by this body. So, and I'm sure it will not be the first one. In all our minutes, decisions that we take as a committee are never followed up by the Secretariat at all and make sure that is done in correcting it. And then if you move the second bullet point, Chair, the second last sentence, that English doesn't read what, you know, right. This option should be pursued by such facilities. No facility can pursue options. It should be entities. The option should be pursued. This option should be pursued by such entities. It can't be facilities. The next one to that, you know, the bullet point number 3, that English doesn't read right for me. But even so, the volumes of waste pose, you know, the volume of water pose a problem, not necessarily the effluent only. And that in this regard, grey water, effluent, fine. I can understand it better now. Okay.
Yeah, your hand was up, Honorable
Lahmo. Yes,
but
point out
that wherever
it occurs,
this isn't the only case, bullet point 3,
when
it's
fluent,
it's not actually
fluent,
but
it's fluent throughout the document.
Okay.
Honorable
Morgan?
Yeah. Are you
still on page 4?
I am on page 4. Oh, okay. I'm very conscious that, you know, people read these minutes, aren't going to know what on earth is going on in this particular minute. Because there's great confusion in these bullet points about who is asking the questions, what the nature of the questions are. So, give you an example. The top of the page is a bullet there. Members requested that the Department of Public Works be part of the next meeting and also to be provided with details on the charges laid against the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries and Water and Environmental Affairs. Now, there's no context to that comment. So, for instance, like, why, and I can't remember this, why did we want the Minister of the Department of Public Works there? I don't remember. This is so long since then. And then I know what the second part with regards to charges is. It's the case of a civil society organization that laid criminal charges against those two ministers. But there's nothing wrong with us saying we want information on that, but we should add clarity. And if I may, does anyone know why we want the Department of Public Works? Wastewater treatment is the function of municipalities and the Department of Water. I'd like to propose, Chairperson, in the absence of that, because we don't even know why we want it then, that we scrap that line from the minute. Unless someone can say why we wanted the Department of Public Works to come.
Yeah, Honorable Morgan, you have spoken something which need somebody to think deep enough. Secondly, the time she was writing this minute, maybe she has omitted that part of why. But he's talking about charges here. We're talking about charges of the ministers. Therefore, we needed the clarity from the public. But I don't remember why, as you are saying. But
I wonder if it was not public prosecution. Not public work.
Public
prosecution.
Can I make a proposal, Chair? Can I make a proposal to Chairperson Pete for this point?
Can we delete the sentence as we are proposing? Are we deleting the entire bullet? The first bullet on top there. Yeah, you can ask them. Okay. Members, we all understand. Here are the minutes. We're talking about public works to come and explain. But why are we calling them? For what reason? I should think it's what Honorable Morgan is writing. And if these are minutes reflecting this thing without the context of why, then it gives a problem. Then the House proposed that we must delete the whole sentence. Even if we have spoken about this matter previously. Let us not. Do we all agree? Okay. Is there anything else on this page? Honorable Luther?
You know, Chair, we are agreeing on something that is wrong. That to say that we must delete the entire sentence without us remembering what was the discussion about. Because we are actually missing something. I don't have a solution. But I'm just saying, for the fact that it is there, something was discussed, but unfortunately it is incorrectly captured. And now we are saying that we must delete it. I am not sure if we are doing, we are right ourselves by deleting, because it was, you know, that's why sometimes it is good that people, you put a recorder here, because some people are slow writers, and sometimes other members are speaking fast. You know, I'm just now trying to talk on the side of the secretariat. That to say, maybe also a recorder, that when you do your minutes, you put your recorder there, it plays as you write your minutes, so that you can be able to, you know, to go back and check when you have sort of made mistakes. Because I'm really concerned of us deleting that, you know, bullet without remembering what was the discussion all about.
Thank you very much. Honorable Member, can I take a ruling here? Can we take this matter back to the secretary to check with her minutes, her notes, in fact, and bring this minute in the next sitting? But can we continue checking other problems in this report?
Yes.
So that next time we just get that correction, then we adopt it. Is there anything else on page 5 before we move? Honorable Zigalala?
I was just trying to find out from the SNC if it will be possible to have a recorder while the meeting is in process, because it will really help her so much.
That one will give it to the administration and the chairperson of the committee to deal with that part. On page 5, do we still have something to add? Honorable Lapmo?
Chair, I just suggest that I think the first time it appears is in the second last bullet, WSLG, which I presume is the Water Sector Leadership Group, and it's always good, as has been done previously, page 5, the second last bullet. So it's just the first time that you refer to it, to put the full Water Sector Leadership Group and invite it WSLG, and then you can use WSLG going onwards. But the first time, explain what it stands for.
On page 5,
thank you.
On page 5.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
No, okay. I will just bullet 2 at the top. I think if we can just clarify, members noted that 91% of facilities in the Limpopo does not have licenses. I presume we're referring to wastewater treatment work there. And I think we should just clarify that.
Mm.
So 91% of wastewater treatment work in the Limpopo does not have licenses. Then bullet 4. Can we change that line a little bit? It currently reads, it was further noted with reference to catchment management that municipalities were not liable for their downstream impact. The point is, we know they are liable for their downstream.
No,
well,
I read that point. I remember that.
So we're not, they're not being held liable. So is that correct, you say?
Can you clarify? Don't talk each other, please.
Can
you clarify another word?
I specifically raised that point. Municipalities discharge into rivers and they are not liable for the impact downstream from them. I specifically remember raising that point, and it can be a bit clearer, but what is reflected here is what I've actually raised. And so therefore I then said, please can you not deny the crisis and take legal action, basically enforce where necessary.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you. Can we move to the next page, which is page 6? Honourable Lovemore.
Thank you, Chen. Third bullet point is, it says in terms of the blue drop report, it should be the green drop report. And then the third last bullet point. Here, this is another point that I raised personally, and so I recall it. It says engagement with provinces was essential, and the department would be engaging with them on the GDR and working with the relevant MECs. Now, I do believe that it's important that we push this point, because my question to the Director General was then, how have they been informed? Because we know that the MECs in most cases will not have the technical knowledge to understand this. I asked how have they been informed, and she said they've been sent a letter. We all agreed that that was not good enough. The DG then undertook to have one-on-one interactions with the MECs of every province on this, and I think that should be, even if it's just the DG made an undertaking to have, I don't know what you'd call it, but one-on-one interactions, or to facilitate one-on-one interactions with the relevant MECs of each province on the matter, something like that. But it was something that came very strongly from this committee.
Jen, what's your correction there? Are you amending on this sentence?
Yes, Chair, I'm happy with the sentence, but I think that we should just add something like the Director General undertook to facilitate one-on-one interaction with all MECs. Yeah.
Thank you. Anything else on page 6? Members, on page 6, is there anything else? You're still reading. The next page. Page 7, Honourable Morgan.
We have another case of a reference to something which I don't know what we're referring to. And by that I mean the top bullet. It says a follow-up would be done on the allegation from Mpumalanga and requests made to supply details thereof. We can't have a line like that in our minutes. I don't know what it means. So, yeah. Then if we can go back down to the last bullet, it says dedicated environmental courts would be piloted. Again, it refers to what I previously said. It must change to dedicated time for environmental crimes in regular courts would be piloted in the first year. Dedicated time for the prosecution of environmental crimes in regular courts will be piloted in the first year.
Is there anything
else? I just want to make a general comment, Chair. There's something different about the way these minutes have been written from all other minutes which we've looked at. I suspect the drafter of these minutes is different. But they're very complicated minutes to read. You know, I think it's important for minutes to capture the essence of a meeting. But there are so many cases here where, for instance, there is no reference to who we mean. So, for example, even in this line, it says here, dedicated environmental courts will be piloted in the first year after this, and after this, they would look at the rollout. I mean, the point is, who would look at the rollout? It's a badly written, these are badly written minutes. I mean, we could add now who should look at it, and we all know it would be at the Department of Justice. But if you can understand my point, these are very badly written minutes. Very badly written minutes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Morgan. Honorable Morgan, learning doesn't end. We are learning on daily basis. As you are saying, I should know, we take note very seriously, and we'll improve in anything that we say. But what you must understand is that learning doesn't end. We learn on daily basis. Even our secretary, she is learning on daily basis. And she will improve in other things, as you are saying. Is there anything else?
On page 7.
Yes, Honorable Luther.
Can I make a comment, exactly on what you are saying? You know, these are the minutes of the 11th of May. Today, the date is the 8th of September. How many months from the 11th of May to today? Really, we like our support staff. We really don't have issues with them. But they must please take their work seriously. One should have been able to pick up all these between May and September, so that here, the proofreading that we are talking about should have long been done. I'm just emphasizing the point to say, yes, we agree that we are all learning, one learn, but please do the double check. That's why we are talking about recordings. I'm told that these things are recording. Sometimes when there's something that you are not sure whether you've written it correctly, you go back to the recordings and you actually listen, because they are going to be able to help you. Please, we must not come back to this next time that we find minutes that are badly written in the manner they are. Because really, even the formatting, we spoke about it, you know, early in the year or last year, that we should not still have this in the learning that we're talking about. What we still, in September of 2010, we still have got the same formatting. I'm just saying, please, let us improve. I agree with you. Improvement.
Thank you, Honorable Luther. Honorable Luther, I should think we all understand and agree to what you are saying. And the period thereof, of getting minutes before us, really is too long. And we must plead with the chairperson and the administration that every quarter we get the minutes so that we can approve them, and so that we can approve while we're still having an information of what we're discussing. You think it's correct? Honorable Morgan?
Chair, yeah, I think we need to do some work on the resolution. This is a very important, this was a very important briefing, and the minutes, even if the minutes aren't perfect, which I accept that they won't be, I think we should at least have compelling resolutions. So, I think we should have a little discussion on this, and one of the resolutions which I would add, and we can work on the wording, the first Green Drop report is no doubt something that we all approved of, and we're very happy about it. But one of the findings of the first Green Drop, one of the outcomes of the first Green Drop report is that not all wastewater treatment works in South Africa were assessed in the first Green Drop report. So I'm not talking about how they actually did in the assessment, but they were not all assessed. And therefore, I think there needs to be a resolution of this committee that in a certain period of time, all wastewater treatment works should be assessed under the Green Drop certification. And I think that as a committee, we could expect and hope for nothing less. I would say that resolution, the committee expects that all wastewater treatment works in South Africa will fall under the assessment of the Green Drop certification process
you know, within 12 months or something like that. I don't think that's unfeasible, because actually when we had this briefing, they had already long started this whole process. So we're actually only talking in a year down the line. Then the second thing, sir, is three spheres of government to be involved. I mean, we need more than that. To be involved in what? I don't know how we would hold ourselves to account on a resolution like that. So I don't know, maybe the drafter can tell us what they meant by that. To ensure compliance through effective monitoring and enforcement, I mean, is a good resolution. It's a bit general. And the last thing is that I would add is really the sense of that there needs to be a some significant audit of the skills, of the available skills in the wastewater treatment work sector in South Africa, because we refer to it in the broader report. However, the conclusion, the most important thing is, I think we should say we expect all wastewater treatment works to be assessed under the Green Drop report. I think that has to happen.
Thank you for input. But let us be aware, members, not to change the recommendations. No? But I understand that the fact we sometimes get recommendations and we don't have the content or the information of that particular recommendation because of the period that we have in between. So we'll always, in fact, I'll talk to the chairperson and the administration so that maybe we can change quarterly, we get this information. In fact, these reports and can assess our work and so on. And it's true that when we resolve on something, it must be implemented. You are correct. And we must get the report of the implementation of that. Can we say on this document, since well there are things that we need the secretary to look at, and say we note the document, and we defer it to the next meeting so that she can rectify those things that are not clear, especially on the issue that you have raised on the charges of the ministers and so on. Can we defer this minute for the next meeting? Honorable Mangai.
Yes, Chairperson, I agree that we must note it, especially we also having that follow-up of Mpumalanga. Because I remember well the time we were speaking about the treatment plant of Tabachiru and Koromande. That was not well. So I think
Can we get to the next item? The minutes of the 4th August. No, no, sorry. 21st July. Honorable members, before we get to this minute, there is a gap of time, in fact of days, here in our program. The reason being that there were water tariffs that were adopted in between and the annual report. You may not be surprised because we have endorsed some documents here. And it's ourselves who endorsed those documents. That's why we've got so huge gap in between of our days. Can we get to the 21st July 2010? Minutes.
10 minutes.
Reading.
The first one's on 10, the 5 minutes said they are going to complete it for you. Just a little time.
Okay, no problem. okay? Can you continue? Or you are still ready? I give you the last 2 minutes to finish up. Honorable Morgan.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Are you getting to the report?
Yeah.
No, let's check with other members.
No, I'm fine.
Are you fine? Okay, let's get to the report.
Thank you, Chairperson. Page 2. This was a briefing in advance of us going on an oversight visit. Mm. And therefore we need to make that clear. Because there are no recommendations in this briefing. The recommendations come out of the report on the oversight visit, which we started off with today. It's therefore important, I believe, that at the top of page 2 under summary, we put in a line which says the briefings on this occasion were held to prepare members for their oversight visit to Gauteng, Northwest and Mpumalanga the following week. Otherwise, a reader of these minutes will say, why weren't there any recommendations out of these minutes? Okay, that's my first suggestion.
You say on top of the summary?
Yeah, I would put it there. You can have put either below or on top of the summary. Yeah. So, the briefings on this occasion, so let's say the presentations on this occasion were held to brief members in advance of their oversight visit the following week to Mpumalanga, Gauteng, and Northwest. Okay.
And something else?
No, what more? Yeah. Okay. Then we need the first line as it stands needs to be clearer as to what we are talking about. It says the Department of Water Affairs and the Federation for Sustainable Environment illustrated the enormity of the problem presented by poor drainage practices. I think we should clearly say illustrated the enormity of the problem presented by acid mine drainage. In brackets, AMD. Okay. I think we should do it right up front because the person reading this will say, what am I reading? Presented by acid mine drainage and the negative impact AMD has on the environment. So the reader knows exactly what they are reading when they pick up this minute. Then paragraph 3. The report by the Federation, because we're referring to a specific Federation, we should capitalize F, the F in Federation. The report by the Federation highlighted some of the secondary aspects endangered of acid mine drainage. Example, and I think in that case you can call it AMD, since we've already written at the top. Examples cited were those where homes were designated to be built in areas that had water supplies contaminated by heavy metal. After I'm happy with the rest of page 2.
Is there anything on page 2?
Page 3? Page 3?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, Chair, this is the bottom of page 2 going on to page 3. The last line I just find confusing. It proposes this is the department now. It proposes to stop or strictly control illegal mining in the country. That's fine. But then it says, and therefore proposes a three-year project to identify pollution sources in the oily funds, which doesn't directly tie up with stopping of illegal mining. And then with two plants for AMD treatment already built in the region. The three things are not logically...
Yeah, they're not... Yeah.
excuse me. And I think perhaps just full stops in between would remove the need for a logical link. So it proposes stop and strictly control illegal mining in the country, full stop. The department proposes a three-year project to identify pollution sources, full stop. There are two plants for AMD treatments already in the region. But the way it stands, it's confusing.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Morgan, switch off your mic. Is there anything else on the page?
Page 4. Honourable Lovemore.
Chair, I don't know if other members would agree with me. I hope so. You know, at the end of this meeting, Marius Kidd, who was presenting on behalf of the department, said that they would come back to us with their follow-up, you know, what they're going to do about AMD, etc. And he said, I hope you're happy with that. We eventually reached consensus as a committee that we were not happy with it, that we, in fact, were most concerned about the time, the lack of urgency that the department had shown in tackling this problem and the delays that had already taken place. We reached that consensus as a committee. It's not reflected here, and I believe that it is important that it should be reflected. Because it was right at the end of the committee, it was the committee's view of the department's presentation.
Thank you. Is there anything else? In the absence of input? Honourable Lovemore.
Chair, I'm going back to page 1 and just Teleka must have had 2010 fever. It says venue committee room 390 play in 2010.
Thank you, Honourable Lovemore. Honourable members, can you get the mover with the amendments?
Sure. Are we going to add wording for what Ms. Lovemore said or not?
Yes.
Can we have a proposal?
It's noted, yes.
No, noted or a proposal for wording?
I thought it said with amendments.
No, that wording, I should think it's...
Can you read it, sir?
Where have you said that? Honorable Morgan, can you give us a chance
to read? Members are concerned about the lack of delay. Members were concerned about the lack of delay taken by the Department of Water Affairs on the matter.
Is that the correct wording? Mm-hmm. Honourable Lovemore, can you repeat your wording again? Okay.
More the lack of urgency displayed by the Department of Water Affairs.
I should think what is important is the word agency.
Yeah, I agree.
But the wording cannot be the same, but agency must appear in the correct phraseology of the sentence.
Honourable members, Honorable Member, can we?
Honorable members, can we move the adoption of this report with amendments made or with corrections? Honorable Dutte?
I so move.
Is there anything?
Second. Thank you, Honorable Lavmo.
Okay.
The next item, the minutes of the 4th August. 5 minutes.
I'm sorry, Chair. I have an appointment at 12 o'clock and I'm going to have to leave you. I apologize for that. But so I just wanted to say that this is my last meeting officially as a member of this committee. I will remain an alternate but won't always obviously be able to attend. But I just wanted to thank, I'm moving to Home Affairs. And I just wanted to thank everybody, yourselves and of course the staff for a wonderful introduction to Parliament for my first just over a year. And I hope to see you in the future. As I say, I will remain an alternate, but won't see you certainly as often as I have. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lavmo. You were a good member of this committee. But before I will say what I want to say, let me give to members, I've seen Honorable Lute is raising up her hand, and Honorable Mangai.
Chair, I also want to say that to Ms. Lavmo, we'll really miss her in this committee. She has really been a very valuable member of this committee, very sharp on issues, and that really, you know, she has made the working of this committee and ourselves, you know, that we felt that we are a team that really has been working very closely, you know, together. Really, we'll miss her in the committee, but I know that she's going to do well also at Home Affairs. Thanks.
Honorable Mangai.
Thank you, Chairperson. I know, and as much as I've worked with her in this committee, I found her in this committee, I'm definitely sure she will do the same when she arrives at site. I was saying on your, when you have time, you must come this way because I know you have the passion of this committee. We have learned a lot from you, from water, what, and those green rocks. You are the one who take us on board. I don't forget that. So, thank you.
Honorable Morgan.
Thank you, Chair. No, I'm actually very sad. I'm actually quite emotional about this. Honorable Lovemore and I have made a very good team from my own party over the last year. She adds a lot of technical specialization to this committee, which we are all very appreciative of. I think that it's a great loss to our committee. I do hope, though, that Honorable Lovemore has had the effect of teaching us all a lot about certain things for which she is a specialist, particularly things like wastewater, water licenses, and she's brought great passion to this committee. I do hope that Honorable Lovemore visits us often when she has spaces in her parliamentary program, but I also, on a personal level, feel a great sense of personal loss about this. It's horrible to lose a member to a committee, and I hope you come back.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Honorable Lavmo, before you leave, we thank you very much for you to be a member of this committee, and your contribution thereof will leave the legacy in this committee. And hoping that even to the committee that you are going to serve, you will do the same. You were punctual, you were head on issues, we were transparent, and we were working very hard to ensuring this committee to be a success. We wish you a good luck to the new committee. Thank you very much. Honourable members, can we proceed with our business?
Yes.
The minutes of the 4th August, 5 minutes. Members, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready, member?
Yes.
Can we get to the minute? Page 2. Page 2, the minute. Page 3 of the minute.
To the sponsors to clarity seeking questions, bullet number 2, the one a direct need. Oh, sorry for that.
A dire need.
I find. Honorable Zagalala?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else? Honorable Mo?
Oh. I want to last a in terms of the Nandoni project, the time that there have been interpretations of one Nandoni person being damaged, was it, were the pipes damaged or were they of poor quality?
Honorable members, as far as I remember, the report we got is that they bought wrong pipes. And the pipes were not installed because they were wrong. That's the information we got. But this one is the report of the acting DG at the beginning of a year that the pipe was damaged. I don't know which one is correct among the two.
No, I think. Chairperson,
do you still remember that I raised the issue of pipes, and Honorable Manganye added by saying she visited the project, she also added on the poor quality of pipes. Because it was also said the pipes that were bought were 178,000, and the prices were inflated to, I don't remember to how much. Meanwhile, they were of poor quality. We also raised the issue of blue plastic pipes that are laying around there, to say, are the pipes that are now going to be installed? And the answer was no. Even in the video conferencing, the same question was raised, and the answer was that the blue plastic pipes were taking water to Malamule. So can we get clarification on these pipes, whether they were damaged or of poor quality?
Honorable Lute and Honorable Mangani.
I think, Chair, than us maybe getting clarity again, it needs the Secretary to go back and actually, correct this. Go listen to the tape and also check her notes and actually correct it. Because to get clarity, the only way is for her to correct. And I would say that maybe we also note this one, Chair, and we don't adopt them. In that same page, I also got a correction. In the response to the above, the officials noted that the very first bullet point, a bid had been through to national, a bid had been through to what, a bid, what was that? A bid had been through to the national, a bid on what? It's vague, actually. Yeah, it's really vague.
Honorable
Mangani. On page 4. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm covered, but I was saying that the gentleman that was presenting have said the pipe was of poor quality. It was not the pipe that's supposed to be bought.
Honorable members, I get your concerns. Can we give it to the Secretary and reconcile her notes and bring this thing here in the next sitting of this committee? Can you do that?
Chairperson, I agree because the content here is not the one, because I have also alluded that I have seen the pipe myself. So I think it will. Must be corrected. Thank you.
And I would be very much pleased if the Secretary can capture the information of the acting DG from the beginning of the year and other reports that we got, write them down, and at last write a summary of something that is concrete of all those things. But want to see those things reflecting, because seemingly the language is not the same here. Mm-hmm. They put different stories here.
Yes.
And us, we're not interested about the story. We're interested about water to recirculate it to the community. That's what we're interested in. But this lot of stories, I should think, we'll see in the next meeting about this thing.
I'm happy more than a year. I'm not good in this language. Bullet number... Number 2 on page 4. I don't understand this. And the filling of polls was critical, and it was often that managers were not working with the can. The whole sentence, I don't understand the whole sentence, the language there. Bullet 2 on page 4. Bullet number 6, under responses.
I can grace it. Chairperson, I can propose the following. The filling of posts
was critical. And let's put a full stop there. It was often the case. To add the case after often the case that managers were not working with the human resource department, and this stymied the process of recruitment, because that bullet refers back to the bullet on the previous page. So basically what this is the answer to the bullet, to the second bullet on the previous page.
Yes.
And this stymied the process of recruitment. So we're implying that the managers of the various units were not working with the HR department, not here.
Thank you. Is there anything else before Honorable Zegalala?
The last bullet. In terms of the Jovenic project, the project was a multi-year project with a total cost of 900 million rand. Currently, the department had set aside 62 million rand and KwaZulu-Natal. This one I don't just get it right. And the KwaZulu-Natal what? KwaZulu-Natal?
The province?
Or the province or the municipality? Or what?
Now, the second to look to that, because it seems some of the information is missing here. Yeah.
I think I can correct that.
Okay.
I think it's also a case of not being clear.
Yeah.
In terms of the Jardini project colon, the project was a multi-year project with a total allocated budget of 900 million rand. So it means it's budgeted for over many years. Currently, the department has set aside 62 million rand, and it was the provincial government. I don't know which department, but I don't know if that's material. And the KwaZulu-Natal government, provincial government, has set aside 56 million rand for the project. In the current financial year, the department has every intention of doing all the necessary planning to complete the project in the coming years. What I'm trying to do is relate the planning function to the acknowledgement that it is a multi-year project. That every intention of doing all the planning necessary for the completion of the project in the coming years.
Thank you.
I think that's fine. I don't.
Can you switch off the money? Honorable members, can we defer this minute with the said information? In fact, with the corrections and the requested information by members to the secretary. Then in the next meeting we'll end off it. The next item is the minutes of the 11th August 2010. 10 minutes.
Questions raised by members, and at the end, or it's either we write a question, a response, a question, a response. Won't it be better for us not to just to go through to see if the questions were properly responded to? Can't we just do that? Because right now, if you can check the questions that were raised, there were about 15, but the responses don't match the responses don't make the question. So won't it be better for a question and response when compiling the minutes?
Page 2 of the minutes. Honorable Morgan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Under 1, second paragraph, last sentence. The CME currently comprises 20 staff, with 30% located in the national office, which focuses on enforcement, and 70% deployed in the regional offices. I don't think there's any need to add any further there. So just so, which should focus on enforcement, and 70% take out the 2B, because it's not in the future, it's currently happening, deployed in the regional offices, full stop. Then, in the last paragraph, for the year up until June 2010, 264 pre-directives were issued for illegal water usage by mines, agriculture sectors. You have to add pre-directives. The reason I say that is because in the next sentence, the number of actual directives is mentioned. They're different things. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Page 3. Or is there anything else on page 4?
No.
Okay, let's move to page 3.
Chairperson?
Honorable Mocker. And Honorable
Under 2, in the second bullet, in the third line, it says, if mines were given licenses, then only could the department act against transgressors. Must be pluralized.
On which page?
Page 3, under 2, the second paragraph, the second bullet, in line 3. If mines were given licenses, then only could the department act against transgressors.
Honorable Morgan, my second is lost here. You say on page 3, no?
Page 3,
then the bulletin?
Under 2, under point 2, in the second bullet, in the third line.
The third line. Wow.
Down here. Yeah.
If mines were given licenses, then only could the department act against transgressors.
Oh, she's writing a wrong document.
Oh.
You say if?
Page 3. Yeah. If mines were given licenses, then only could the department act against transgressors.
Yeah.
Must be pluralized.
If mines? Given licenses, then?
Then only could the department act against transgressors. We need to pluralize transgressors.
Okay.
Thank you.
Honorable Pengu?
Yes, Chair, on the same line, I think that we should read like this. If mines were given license, only the department could act against transgressors and enforce compliance.
I'll tell you what I mean by that line. I asked that question. It is only when a mine has a license that it can be acted against, because the terms of the transgression are contained in the license. So it's a clumsy sentence, but it doesn't have to change. If mines were given licenses, then only could the department act against the transgressors. What the implication is that naughty mines that don't have licenses, then the department can't act against them. Yeah.
Can I check to switch off your mic? Can I check with Honorable Pengu that she's comfortable about what you're saying? Honorable Pengu? Speak to me, please. Speak to me.
No, I'm comfortable.
No, thanks. On page 4. Page 4. Page 5. Honorable Mabuza, over to you.
The last bullet on page 4. Mines were given license when they should not be allowed to operate. The department had to look at the cumulative effect of all water use licenses. It's not, to me it's not clear. Mines were given licenses when they should not be allowed to operate. Is it licenses on mining, or is it licenses on the water use? That's what I want to ask.
License on what? On water.
I need to qualify.
Honorable members, the mines are having license for mining. And also they are having license for using water. Honorable Magan, can you come in?
I want that to be qualified here. To say mines were given mining licenses, water licenses, when they should not be allowed to
mining. No, but
no, I was saying
Magan.
Mine were given licenses of mining. Where else they didn't have the license of water.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
It's this matter is too false, ne?
They were given the license of water, of mining, but they didn't have the water license.
No, that's not true.
It's too false.
Honorable members,
I asked
hold on, all of you, hold on. It's too false. mines can be given mining licenses without water license. Mines can be given water licenses without mine licenses. If you think it's too false, but we must clarify ourselves as Honorable Mahuza is saying.
But Chairperson, technically, can it be that you get a water license? How did you apply without a mining license? How can you apply for water license meanwhile you don't have mining license? Can I be clarified on that?
Honorable Mahuza, there are a lot of discrepancies in this department. That's why we're always dealing with ease of license. Some of them, they are mining without water license and so on. There is a backlog and many things that are happening here. But let's correct this sentence only and leave the others. Let's talk about this sentence. What do we think? But I should think here we're talking about water. That's what we're talking about.
Thank you, Chair. I actually asked this question.
Honorable Morgan?
The question I asked, I granted an opinion. My opinion on the day of the thing was that mines were being given water licenses when they should not have been allowed to operate in the first place. So what I was trying to say is there wasn't enough water in this area anyway. That was the implication. So this is really all of these things. What is interesting about these minutes, Chair, if I may make a comment, which is so different, the recent minutes are so different from the minutes at the start of the year. We never at the start of the year wrote down individual questions in the minutes. So in effect, what we're doing when we pass these things is we're passing the individual opinions of members. All of these things are opinions. Fit straight, anyway. But I don't need to worry about that. I think all we should say is mines were given water licenses let's qualify it. When arguably there was not sufficient water that could be allocated in the area. So what I was trying to say is that they shouldn't have even been given a water license. The mines were given water use licenses when arguably there was not sufficient water to be allocated in the area. That's my suggestion.
Is that okay?
I think
all members.
It's okay. No, no, I'm okay with one honorable.
But I want us to close this one first.
Yeah.
Do we feel comfortable on this matter, all of us? Remember, guys, seemingly you have got doubts on this
matter. I don't know the question, what was the question. The person who asked, he says he's comfortable.
I'll ask the question.
Can I come on the
device? But can we leave this one at the end? Do we all agree? Because we must not just pass something which is not. Okay, Honorable Mahuza.
Honorable Morgan, can you switch off your mic? Chairperson, the bullet above this one, the one we're dealing with, it says line number three, with 98% of the water sources in the country being allocated, the country was still in a position where 300 water licenses allocated, added to illegal water use. The whole sentence, I don't understand it. And this may translate the fact that the department was uncertain about the real allocation of water.
I think correct. Chairperson, if I may. I think we should say the following. With 98% of the water sources in the country having already been allocated, the country was still in a position where 3,000 water licenses were still being processed, full stop. This may translate to the fact that the department was uncertain
about the actual amount of water being used. If over 100% of the water supply had been allocated, it would eat into the ecological reserve. There's nothing wrong with that. The implication here is that 98%, almost all the water has been allocated, available water allocated, and that there's still 3,000 water use licenses, which people are drawing water, but the department hasn't allocated. So it could be the case that we're drawing more water than we actually have. Yeah.
Okay, remember? Is there anything else, Mama?
Bullet number 7. Let the respondent the question at the same time. On illegal water used in the form of irrigation, the department has alluded to the fact that no legal action could be taken against property owners before the verification process has been completed on this property. Only 44 officers and thus far have been validated. How long will it take to complete the process? Were there any regulatory, you see, in the same, out of those, there are two questions that have been. Is there anything else on page 6? Let's say on page 5, bullet 7 from the bottom. You know, department gives us responses without solutions. They give general responses, but they don't give solutions to say, we'll do this. I don't know why, but we can't make follow up on the response of department. If there are water users that are using water illegally, they don't come with a solution to say we are going to use this method or we are going to use this problem. I don't know.
Yeah. Honorable member, I should think we'll take note of that and make sure that we always concretize the department to give us the correct answer and the steps to be taken or the measures to be implemented in order to correct a particular issue or implement a particular item. We'll take note of that. I should think we're done with this minute. Any mover?
Bullet number 4 from the bottom. Irrigation is the biggest user of water, and some farmers were using more water than they were entitled to, and the department wanted to monitor and avoid. What is the general? If it says the department wanted to monitor and avoid this, what is rather than to monitor? Was the sentence just responded to like this?
I'm sure what the department would have said here was that they want to stop the practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing they would have said to us anyway. So, is that they were entitled, more than they were entitled to, and the department wanted to monitor. I would suspect that the department wants to improve monitoring of this and to stop the practice. I mean, that's what they would have said. I mean, I think it's fine.
Are you okay, Mamabos?
Chairperson, I'll move for the adoption of the minutes with correction.
Okay. Any second? Thank you, Honorable Ben.
Yeah, I think we are just left with two now.
Honorable members, we are left with two reports only.
Yeah.
Can we quickly move them?
Yes.
Because time is running against us. At quarter two, we must strike.
Another two last hours, sorry.
Where?
Today?
It's not tomorrow.
Can I make a proposal, please?
Over to you, Honorable Member.
Chairperson, can I make a proposal? I think we've done well today. And we've only got two left, but we have two which we've held over. So we're going to have another meeting to pass them anyway.
Okay.
Let's take the time to read these in the comfort of our offices and do it properly next time round. The reason I say it is that this is a very technical type of work, and I'll say it for myself, and I'm not going to speak on behalf of my colleagues, but it's tiring to be so focused on detail.
Mm.
I think we've done well, and we should adjourn the meeting.
Is that the feeling of the house?
I agree with Morgan.
Is that so? Honorable members, before we attend the meeting, but you must deal with the certain that item of the committee's program. It's very important.
Okay.
Wait,
what is the committee's program?
One of the members, I should think all these items will defer them for next week, and the next meeting is on the 15th on Wednesday. You will be notified about the venue. We are still going to finalize other reports and this remaining minutes before we leave. That will be the last minute meeting of this term. And also we'll be dealing with a changing of committee meetings at that particular meeting. So thank you very much for you to be part of this meeting, and your contribution really valued, and you have done very well.
Thank you.
Keep it up. The meetings then again. And members of the ANC, for 2 minutes, just remain with us. Two minutes only.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Gareth.
Yeah.